The following is a body awareness meditation, and it draws from many of the instructions and recommendations from the University of Massachusetts Medical School Center for Mindfulness. By listening to this meditation regularly and doing what it says to do, you are taking an active and powerful role in improving your own health and well-being. It is helpful to regard this time as being totally for you, a time to give yourself some positive energy, to open to the wide sources of strength, wisdom, and healing in you. While doing this body awareness meditation, it is important to be gentle with yourself. If you try too hard to be relaxed, you can create states of discomfort in your body or mind. Through this meditation, you are practicing becoming aware in each passing moment, accepting whatever is happening in your body and mind, observing it, noticing it, allowing it to be the way it is right now because it is already here and is part of your experience in this moment. There is no right way to feel when you're doing this meditation. In any given moment, the way you are feeling is the way you're feeling. Accepting what is happening, give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling, and let that be fine. It is best to do this practice in a warm and protected place in which you feel comfortable and secure, and at a time when you will not be interrupted by anyone or by the telephone. Arrange to dress in loose and comfortable clothing, particularly clothing that does not constrict your breathing or your waist. So now lying down on your back, if that is comfortable for you, letting your arms rest alongside your body, ankles uncrossed, feet falling away from each other, and bringing your awareness to the fact that you are breathing. Noticing where in your body you are most aware of your breath, where the breath is most distinct. Perhaps it is a thin column of air moving in and out through the nostrils, or the gentle expansion and deflation of your chest wall and lungs. And if it is comfortable for you, allowing your awareness to sink into your belly, experiencing that sensation of your belly rising on the in-breath and falling on the out-breath. If you wish, you can place your hands on your belly and feel that rising and falling as the breath enters and leaves your body. Noticing the difference between thinking about your breath and really exploring the sensation in your body of breathing. Noticing, too, if you find yourself trying to control the breath in any way. As much as possible, simply allowing the breath to breathe itself. Just watching that breath moving in and out of your body. Noticing how each in-breath is naturally followed by an out-breath, an out-breath naturally followed by an in-breath, allowing the breath to breathe itself. No need to do anything. Simply observing it, being curious about it, exploring the sensation of belly moving with breath, with this breath now. And knowing if at any point during this meditation, if sensations or difficult thoughts or feelings arise that are too strong, you can always return to the breath, coming back to the belly, the gentle rise and fall with each in and out breath. Knowing that this can be a trustworthy place, an anchor for your mind, a place you can know that the in-breath is followed by an out-breath. The out-breath followed by the in-breath. Breathing in and out. Feeling that sensation of breath moving through the body. Now, if you'd like to, taking your hands off your belly and allowing them to come back to your sides, and letting go of the breath as the focus of your awareness, and shifting your attention to your left leg. allowing your awareness to travel down through your left leg, traveling through the thigh, down through the knee, the lower leg, the left ankle, down to the left foot, where it makes contact with the floor, and exploring whatever sensations you feel in that region. Perhaps the feeling of the mat or the carpet under your heel. Pressure, tingling. Not judging, just noticing whatever sensations are present. Or noticing if there are no sensations at all. Letting whatever is occurring in this region simply be as it is right now. When you're ready, allowing your attention to move to the bottom of your left foot, the instep, the ball of the foot, exploring any sensations you feel in this part of your body, then shifting awareness to the toes of the left foot, perhaps feeling air or slight pressure of contact with a sock or blanket. You may notice each individual toe, or the space between the toes. Just observing. And when you're ready, shifting your attention to the top of the foot. Even focusing deep inside the foot, to muscles and bones. Any sensation you feel deep inside the foot in this moment. And now allowing your awareness to move from your left foot up to the ankle, feeling the bones of the left ankle deep inside your ankle joint, the Achilles tendon, and on the surface, being curious about any sensations you feel in this region, and simply letting the sensations be as they are. And when you're ready, shifting your awareness to the lower left leg, moving up to the calf, feeling deep inside the lower left leg, the bones, the muscles, and on the surface, the sensation of contact with the floor, clothing, or air, whatever you notice in this part of the body, and letting that be. Now allowing the lower left leg to move into the background of awareness as the knee comes into the foreground, and exploring whatever is present here, the underside of the knee, the top side, perhaps even feeling deep into the joint spaces, tendons and ligaments here, noticing if uncomfortable or even painful sensations are present. Noticing what happens when exploring even these difficult sensations without having to change them in any way. If it is comfortable for you, observing even difficult sensations with a sense of patience, gentleness for them just as they are. Remembering that whenever you experience strong sensations in the body, strong emotions or thoughts, you can always return to the breath. Knowing that you always have a choice as to where to focus your attention at any given time. Now letting go of the left knee and shifting your awareness to your upper left leg, exploring the muscles here, the bones, deep inside the thigh, and on the surface, noticing the different sensations of areas of contact with clothing or the floor, and areas not in contact with the floor. And now, if you wish, filling your entire left leg with breath, breathing into your thigh, knee, ankle, foot, all the way down to the toes, almost as if the entire left leg was doing the breathing, and then letting the breath go. Allowing the breath to move freely throughout the leg, breathing in and out of the left leg. The left leg alive with breath, moving in and moving out. And now letting go of the left leg as the primary focus and allowing your awareness to move across your pelvic floor and then down through your right leg, moving down through the thigh, the knee, the lower right leg, the ankle, down to the place where the right foot makes contact with the floor. Just noticing whatever is present for you in this area of contact. Pressure, tingling, feeling of carpet or sock, whatever, just being aware. And when you're ready, shifting your awareness to the bottom of your right foot, the instep, the ball of the right foot. And when you're ready, letting your awareness travel up to your toes, not moving the toes to create sensation, just simply noticing the toes, perhaps each individual toe, or the spaces between the toes. Or again, being aware that there is no sensation at all, and letting that be okay. When you're ready, shifting your awareness from the toes to the top of the foot, becoming aware of any sensation of air or sock, and then moving your awareness inside the right foot, muscles, joints, and simply noticing any sensations in this region. And now moving your attention to the right ankle, to the Achilles tendon, to the ankle joint, exploring the bones here, deep inside the ankle, and the surface of the right ankle. And then when you're ready, letting go of your right ankle as your awareness moves into your right lower leg. Moving your awareness slowly through muscle, bone, the calf and the shin. Exploring any sensations deep inside and on the surface. Now allowing your awareness to travel up to the right knee, to the place where the knee makes contact with the floor, and moving your awareness into the joint, simply observing any sensations you might be feeling in this region, and just letting that be. Noticing where the knee connects to the right thigh, and allowing your attention to move from the knee up into the right thigh, to the bone, muscles, becoming aware of the skin in contact with the floor or clothing. And now if it's comfortable for you, sending the breath down into the entire right leg, thigh, knee, the lower right leg, the ankle, foot, all the way down to the toes, filling the entire area with breath. Breathing into the right leg and breathing out of the right leg. The right leg alive with breath. In and out. Filling the right leg and letting it go. And now letting go of the right leg as the focus of awareness moves into your pelvic region. Noticing the sensation of your buttocks resting against the floor. And if it's comfortable for you, noticing the sensation of your pelvic bones cradling internal organs here. Noticing whatever sensations might be present around your anus or genitalia. Exploring this entire region, the pelvis as a whole. Breathing in and breathing out of the pelvic region. now allowing your awareness to move into the lower back, all the way down through the tailbone, the sacrum, slowly coming up to the vertebrae, into the spinal column, perhaps even moving your attention one vertebrae at a time up your spine. And knowing that here too, there may be uncomfortable sensations, remembering that you always have a choice of staying with these sensations, exploring them with your awareness, or you can always simply return to your breath if the sensations become too strong. If it is comfortable for you to stay here, even with difficult sensations, allowing perhaps an opening, accepting yourself just as you and your lower back are right now, being with whatever sensations may be present in this part of your body, noticing in your lower back whether or not there is an arch, a place where part of the back is not in as much contact with the floor, noticing the different sensation in parts of the body in contact with the floor, and the sensations of parts not. Now moving up to the lower muscle groups in the back, making your way with your awareness up to the mid-back where the ribs begin, allowing your awareness to move into your upper back, noticing now perhaps the scapula, shoulder blades resting against the floor, noticing whether there is any tension in the muscles of the shoulders, a looseness, relaxedness, whatever is present in your upper back now. Noticing also perhaps the back part of your ribs gently moving against the floor as the breath moves in and out of the chest or lungs. And now letting go of the upper back as you allow your awareness to move to the belly. Coming back to that gentle rise and fall as it moves with each breath, the breath moving in and moving out. Noticing perhaps the movement of clothing against your skin as the belly rises and falls with each breath. Noticing whatever sensations are present inside the belly, another place that people commonly hold tension. Noticing whatever sensations are present for you. Whether there's a sense of tightness, looseness, relaxedness. And if it's comfortable for you, just noticing the belly as it is right now, exploring it in this moment. And allowing your awareness to move up to your stomach region and right up to your chest, exploring the sensations of inflation and deflation of your lungs, maybe even a gentle sense of their glide inside the chest wall as the breath moves in and out. Noticing the movement of the ribs here, perhaps even noticing the beating of your own heart. Exploring into its intricately related rhythm of life, intricately related to each breath bringing new life, new vitality, the beating of the heart, moving that life throughout the entire body, the beating of the heart carrying whatever the body needs to let go of back to the breath, and the breath letting go of it as the breath moves out of the body. Breath and heart, the rhythm and pulsating of life in this body now. And if it's comfortable for you, allowing your breath to fill your entire torso, filling your body from the top of the torso all the way through to your pelvic region, filling it with breath and letting your breath go out of the torso, breathing in and breathing out. and then letting go of this part of your body. Letting go by simply allowing your awareness to move from the torso and bringing your focus of awareness into your shoulders. Noticing the muscles and the bones here. Any tension or looseness. Whatever is present in the muscles right now. And from your shoulders, allowing your awareness to move down through both arms, all the way down through the elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, fingers, all the way out to the fingertips on both hands. Exploring whatever you may be noticing here now. If your fingertips are in contact with the floor, noticing perhaps the sensation of tingling or pressure. The sensation of air, cool or warm. Noticing any sensations in the fingernails and in the finger joints. Perhaps exploring the spaces between the fingers. Even exploring one finger at a time, moving slowly through both hands. Now allowing awareness to move down into your knuckles and the backsides of your hands. Again, noticing areas in contact with the floor and the different sensations between those areas and the sensations of air on the skin or other areas not touching the floor. Coming into your palms, noticing any moisture or dryness, and moving out to your wrists. Perhaps noticing the pulse of your heart's beating in your wrists. Allowing awareness to move into your forearms, the muscles and bones here. Allowing awareness to move into your elbows, the joints, crease of the elbow, the sides of the elbow. Awareness now in your upper arms, the muscles and bones. Feeling deep inside those areas and on the surface. And finally back up into your shoulders. And if it's comfortable for you, sending your breath from your shoulders all the way down to your fingertips. Feeling shoulders, arms, hands, fingers. Filling these with breath and letting the breath go. Allowing it to move from your fingertips all the way back up and out through your shoulders. Breathing in and breathing out. And now allowing your awareness to move right up from your shoulders into your neck. The backside of your neck. The top of the cervical spine. Noticing it all the way up to where it makes contact with the bottom of your head. Noticing the front side of your neck, perhaps even an awareness of the sensation of breath moving in and out through your neck, and allowing now your awareness to move up into your head. Beginning with your face, coming first to your jaw, noticing the jaw joint and where it connects to the skull. Noticing any tightness or looseness here. The sensation of skin and bone. And now moving your awareness out towards your chin and coming up to your mouth and lips. Noticing inside the mouth, gums and teeth. Noticing how your tongue is resting in your mouth. And just how far back awareness of sensation extends in the back of the throat. Allowing awareness out onto your face muscles and cheeks. Noticing if you're holding any expression in a particular way with your face. Allowing as much as possible the muscles of the face just to be as they are. Just noticing whatever is present here, now. And allowing your awareness to move up into your nose and nostrils. perhaps noticing the gentle flare of the nostrils as the breath moves into the body, and how the nostrils let go as the breath leaves the body. Moving awareness to the bridge of your nose and coming out to your eyes, noticing the eyelids, the space underneath your eyes, exploring the sensations of your eyeballs resting in the sockets of the skull, exploring the space between the eyes, the space between the eyes and the eyebrows, and coming up into the eyebrows themselves, the space right between the eyebrows, allowing awareness to move to the forehead, your temples, and out to your ears, exploring the outside of the ears, the insides. And now, if it's comfortable for you, feeling into your face as a whole, coming into the underside of your face, exploring it much as if you were exploring the underside of a mask, a breathing, living, moving mask, full of breath, breathing into your face as a whole and breathing out from here, really exploring the sensation of your face. And allowing awareness now out onto your scalp, moving to the back of the head, noticing perhaps the place where the head makes contact with the floor or mat or pillow, exploring whatever sensation might be present inside your head, your brain, noticing any stress or tension you might feel in there. And coming at last to the very top of your head, breathing in and out of your head as a whole. And if it is comfortable for you, filling the entire head with breath, coming into the entire head and skull and going back out of your head. And then if it's comfortable for you, allowing the breath to come into the head and sending it down through the body on the exhale. Breath coming into the head and then moving down to the neck, shoulders, arms, hands, chest, belly, pelvis, legs, and finally letting the breath go out through the toes, exploring the sensation of the breath moving through the entire body. Breathing with the entire body, from the top of the head down to your toes. And if it's comfortable for you, letting the breath go from your toes back up to the top of your head. Much like lying in a warm wave, a wave washing from the top of your head all the way through your body, down to your toes, and then washing back from your toes back up to the top of your head. Each breath drawing in new life, new energy, and each breath out dissolving, letting go, sinking deeper into here, this body now. And experiencing the entire body breathing just as it is right now, whatever sensations are there, allowing them to be present without having to change them in any way. Filling the body with breath and letting it go. Now allowing yourself to feel the body in its entirety, just existing in this silent stillness. Letting the breath flow freely, naturally, in and out, and allowing this state of relaxed awareness to deepen as you lie here, complete, feeling a sensation of stillness, perhaps peace within an awareness of your inherent wholeness, allowing yourself to be fine just as you are right now in this moment. Open to yourself and things as they are. Becoming aware of this attitude of acceptance and letting be is in and of itself healing. Experiencing deeply the fullness of life, the wonder of life inherent within your own self. Experiencing your capacity to love, to care, and to be connected in this world. And experiencing being totally awake, alive, and whole right now at this very moment. And now allowing your awareness to broaden back to the place where you are, perhaps opening your eyes, noticing the room and your surroundings, allowing a movement to come back into your body and wiggling your toes, stretching your fingers, stretching your whole body in any way that feels right to you in this moment. And approaching the end of this guided meditation, allow the calmness and centeredness you might be feeling right now to move with you as you begin to move back into your activities. You may wish to congratulate yourself for taking this time to nourish yourself in this way, remembering that this state of relaxed clarity is available to you at any moment by simply attending to the in and out breath, no matter what is happening throughout your day. Allowing your breath to be a source of constant energy and strength for you, a source for deep balance and well-being, from which you can make important decisions and take appropriate actions and make choices about how to live a more integrated, healthy, and satisfying life.